I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
One is Mark and John's, the other. They love the holidays and the presents. Two old queens, it's two old queens. Holidays Jubilee 2019, it's two old queens, it's two old queens.
Five golden rings.
Hello. Welcome to Two Old Queens. I'm John Flynn.
I'm Mark Rennie.
And oh my goodness, our guest this week, perfect for the holidays.
She's an actress, comedian, and host of the podcast Your First Time. It's Olivia Snow Norman.
Yay.
Hi.
Hi, Olivia.
Thank you so much for coming over, Olivia.
Oh, thank you. You're just a skip and a hop away.
Yeah, that's true. We're neighbors now, pretty much.
Do you like skipping in a winter wonderland?
Oh, I dream about it every day.
Well, you're a California native like I am. We don't have, ironically, you don't have snow at Christmas.
But that is
not
your name.
Not in San Jose, but I do go up to the mountains.
Tahoe.
Oh, okay.
I go to Tahoe and I ski.
Lovely. Tahoe, that's
you
got
ski?
A mountain right there.
Yeah.
I've never skied in my life.
Oh, really?
Oh my gosh, it was fun. I haven't liked Tahoe.
That's true.
Podcast listeners, there's a map of Lake Tahoe on the wall.
I ran into your husband in Tahoe, John.
That's true. Yeah. That's why there's a map of Lake Tahoe, because his family goes there
so
every summer.
So you know where to find him?
Yep. And I'm like, where are you? The other map on our wall is Cape Cod, where my family spent our summer.
Oh,
so
that's, my God.
Wow. You guys are really into your family vacations.
Yeah, we do.
You really...
We lean into it.
Museumize
it? It's part of their identity.
Museumize, is that it? Yeah.
Wow.
But speaking of identity, your middle name is Snow. Back to that.
It is.
So like, are you a big, are you a big holiday person? Like, do you lean into the holidays?
Not so as much anymore, because I live alone. So okay. Sometimes decorating.
You have a dog.
Yes, I could decorate for the dog, but sometimes decorating for nobody around feels like sad or like anticlimactic.
Okay.
I do like having a little, I like getting a baby tree.
I love I love that smell of pine when you come home.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I hate a fake, I'm like, I'm not going to do a fake tree. I got to get a baby tree. I always have the intention to get it, but if I don't get it like within the first week of December, I'm like, what's the fucking
point? Right, you're going to have it for like 2 weeks.
But I do things that I love during the holidays. Homemade Chex Mix.
Okay.
I love
That's
homemade Chex
favorite.
Mix.
I will literally.
You really lit up.
Nobody does it.
Well, my mom does, and I'll do it if I get my stuff together.
Because you make a mean guacamole.
Oh, so think about my Chex Mix.
So I'm like, good about your Chex Mix. We're A to B in this.
Wow.
I mean, I love a snack. I love a chip dip, but this isn't a dip. It's just a chip dip on its own.
It's all
that Worcestershire sauce that's baked inside.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
My mom makes a ton of it. Like, she makes like tubs of it.
And oh, it seems like a great, like, oh, here, Merry Christmas, here, have the, you know what I mean? Like a sort of catch-all gift
out,
kind
but
of thing.
It's basically like there will be a bowl of it.
Gotcha.
Out forever. And I do make it for myself sometimes, but it feels gluttonous to make a whole batch for myself. Right. So I'll go home and I will force my mother to make it. And I will take a giant Ziploc bag that I reuse over and over again.
It's your seasonal Ziploc bag.
I'm joking, because you're not supposed to use Ziploc bags anymore.
You aren't?
They're bad for the environment. People, they're wasteful.
Yeah. What isn't bad for the environment?
I don't know. But I will like live off of Chex Mix for, like, I'll be like, I ate Chex Mix for lunch.
Sure.
What's the pretzel? Peanut?
Pretzel, peanut.
Chex Mix.
Chex. Three different kinds of Chex.
Corn.
You got the white Chex, the yellow corn Chex, and the dark Chex.
Gotcha, sure.
The three and, food groups,
right?
And peanuts white, yellow, and pretzels. Dark. Yeah, that's pretty much it. So I like the square pretzels.
Okay. Oh, not a stick.
Not a stick and not a pretzel
shape. The pretzel shaped pretzel. What about like candy, like an M&M? Is that controversial or is that...
In the Chex Mix?
With Worcestershire sauce?
What's Worcestershire sauce?
Chex Mix is savory.
Okay.
It's sometimes a savory a treat.
It goes with the savory and it's not bad.
Yeah, marshmallows, your guacamole.
This isn't that... That isn't that chunky all right,
well,
monkey
see,
stuff.
Apparently that is a very controversial thing.
Wow. Wow. You've been Chex Mixed.
Apparently.
And my mom also makes chews, like caramel chews. I don't usually eat them though.
I'm not
a huge sweet person.
Okay. One year, my sister-in-law made chocolate covered pretzels. Like there was 10 years ago.
And
making your own chocolate at home was going nuts. But this was also the same year we all gave the stomach flu to each other. Like it was whose turn is it to have stomach flu?
And
like
every 3 days. Chocolate.
So then I was throwing up chocolate pretzels and I couldn't have chocolate covered pretzels for like 4 or 5 years.
Wow. Actually, you know what I do make for Thanksgiving? I'm not a pumpkin pie girl.
No,
all right. I never said you were.
Thank you.
You were drunk, have accused her of being a pumpkin pie girl.
That was between us.
Sorry.
So I make the Mother Stewart, Martha Stewart.
Now we're getting into it.
It's a Martha Stewart recipe. It's called a bird's nest pie.
All right.
Okay. Oh my God. How do I describe it? It's basically
with your words.
There's a pie crust, but then you make like a kind of a cakey dough. You core apples and bake cranberries with like a cinnamon mixture inside the apples.
Okay.
And then you put that into the pie mixture and then you pour the cake batter over it. Oh my God, it's so good.
Okay.
This is like a sweet pie. You don't like sweet things.
I said I don't. I'm like not a cookie. I'm not like eating a cookies or M&M's. I am more savory, but a good dessert after dinner.
Why is it called bird's nest?
Because it looks like little in birds in a nest.
Ah.
Or like little eggs in a nest.
I see.
So, all right. So you cut up the apples.
You don't cut them.
Oh, so the apples are more dense.
You
stuff and then you put them on top.
You peel it.
This really is a video because you're demonstrating every step.
Yeah. And you put those in a dish. When you, in the core of the apple, you put cranberries and like cinnamon and sugar mixture. Uh-huh. And that, you bake that. And...
Are you topping it with anything? Like putting more crust on top or anything?
No, I'm telling you, there's this like cake batter. You put in between.
Sounds like this so cake
like
batter is doing a lot of the work.
Pie, but also
so like the
cranberry
crust
apple.
And the apples are baked separately, or are they ever baked together?
They're baked together, but first you bake the crust for a little bit. You bake the apples for a little bit. You put it in.
You put this
cake batter between it, then you bake it again. Oh my God, it's so good. It's everybody loves it. Great with a vanilla ice cream.
Love a vanilla ice cream. You know really what nice. I want to try this year is like a mulled wine, having that on the stove.
Oh God,
that's great.
It smells so good. This whole bird's nest pie thing with apple cores in it.
You just dismissed mulled wine.
Immediately dismissed.
I had a mulled wine and I wasn't a fan.
Well, maybe you didn't have the good one.
Yeah,
my husband used to work at a spice store, and so he would make that every year, and it was great.
Okay, well, I had it in college where this guy that I went to college with really liked like Scandinavian culture and made mulled wine. Uh-huh, so maybe that wasn't the best mulled wine.
Yeah. I mean, it was college.
He
it was probably
just
like a fireball.
He wasn't Scandinavian.
Goldschlager with a cinnamon stick in it.
I mean, I think he like went to Iceland and hasn't come back.
Oh.
That happens.
That's serious.
Matthew Barney for you.
Mm-hmm.
Who's that?
He married Bjork.
Oh.
Anyway.
Thank you for that fun fact.
How do you land on eggnog?
I
love eggnog.
I didn't grow
Spoiler.
Up drinking eggnog, but I finally tried it a couple years ago. And oh, baby, I'm in.
You put brandy in it?
Yeah. You know what I love?
What do you love?
I love just an Irish coffee.
Oh, well, Irish sure. coffee's great. The whipped cream? Sure.
Oh, yeah. Or I like doing a Bailey's with coffee.
Isn't
oh,
that an nice. Irish coffee?
No. An Irish coffee is regular, oh, whiskey. Regular coffee whiskey. And whiskey.
I see.
And whipped cream.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Maybe a green drizzle if you're feeling really
good. A green drizzle? Yeah. What is that?
What's a green
what's
drizzle?
A green drizzle?
So angry. It's like a, you're just like a green liqueur. Just to give it to really hit home the Irish.
Like lime?
Oh, I was thinking like a syrup.
Sort of. Like a little, maybe a little Midori or something. I don't know.
Midori, I've seen it happen. That's a melon liqueur.
Well, all right.
Have you gone insane, John?
I'm completely mad.
Speaking of insanity.
Is eggnog warm?
Sometimes.
Yeah.
But I like it cold.
Mmm. Is it like the horchata of Christmas, kind of?
Because
it's milk.
Similar, yeah.
Yeah, sure. Why
is
not?
Is there egg in it?
An eggnog? Yeah, yes. It's mostly yolk and cream, I think.
Ooh.
Yeah. Very calorically dense eggnog.
Speaking of dense.
Wow. It's really pushing the segue.
Oh, I forgot. We are in the middle of our Holidays Jubilee 2019. We've had two holidays. We've done Thanksgiving. First week. Now we're in the second week of Christmas. Mm-hmm. And wow, what a Christmas classic you brought in for us.
Question mark?
Okay. I think you guys already have know it that you hate it.
I don't know what you're talking about. We're talking about how the 2000.
The 2000.
Version of How the Grinch Stole Christmas. John, tell us a little bit about
Oh, well, I would be delighted to. So How the Grinch Stole Christmas from the year 2000 is directed by Ron Howard, written by Jeffrey Price and Peter Seaman, based on the book by Dr. Seuss. Stars Jim Carrey, Bill Irwin, Jeffrey Tambor, Christine Baranski, Molly Shannon, and Taylor Momsen. It grossed $345 million, was the second largest holiday film after Home Alone until last year, when both movies were surpassed by the animated version of How the Grinch Stole Christmas.
Really?
Yep. It won an Oscar for Best Makeup and was nominated for Best Art Direction and Costume Design. And it tells the story of, on the outskirts of Whoville, there lives a green, revenge-seeking Grinch who plans on ruining Christmas for all the citizens of the town.
So, Olivia, we asked you, hey, let's talk about a holiday movie. What's your favorite? And you brought in this one. Why?
Well, I gave you options as well.
Yeah. Why would you make this an option?
Well, okay, this came out in 2000.
Mm-hmm. I was 32.
Like, yes. I was like
a single mom.
10 years old. I was born in 92, so I was okay. 8.
I think that math checks.
Sure.
So I'm the perfect
You're the perfect
age
for
this movie.
For it, yeah.
I had it on DVD. I've seen this movie so many times.
Okay.
I like watched all the behind the scene features on the DVD. I like played the kids games on the DVD, like the special
other
features.
Kids game, oh fun.
And I mean, I think it's great. I mean, if you're like, I even watching it was like, wow, like they really, you know, pulled a lot out.
They they really pulled
like,
a lot out.
Like, how are we gonna make this a movie? Jim Carrey's great in it. He's so fun. There's so many fun jokes. And like I just like also like the way that he says certain lines, I just have it imprinted
like burned in your head
and on my brain.
Mm-hmm.
Where are you, Christmas? I mean, that's a Christmas
sure,
classic.
Written by Mariah Carey, but not sung by Mariah Carey.
Notably,
Where are you, Christmas? Oh, we don't want to have to pay
for the
for
rights.
It.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I think we're fine.
I don't know. I just think it's fun.
How long? So I assuming you rewatched it for this.
I
discussion.
I rewatched it today.
How long
I was
had
like,
it been?
I don't know. If I have to rewatch it, but how long had it been? I may have watched it last year around Christmas.
Sure.
Okay. Is it one that you kind of semi-regularly at least check in with every
I
year
guess
the holidays?
So, but it's one of those things that I've also seen so many times that sometimes you start it and you're like, I know
I get
this.
It.
Yeah, I get it. I just think it's fun.
Uh-huh. What is your... So when you think of Grinch, do you think this one more so than like the animated movie? Like the original, like the one show, the TV show version?
I think both of them. And I grew, like as a little kid, I watched the animated one all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not... It hasn't...
They coexist comfortably in the same universe.
It's like Heath Ledger Joker, Joaquin Phoenix Joker. You're happy with both.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
We'll see how history goes with that one.
Sure.
Well, how about you, Mark?
I had never seen this before.
Yeah, that's right. You're
neither
like, I've never seen that one. So let's watch that one.
I had never seen it before. You know that scene in A Christmas Story when he goes up to the Santa and Santa gets like a fisheye lens and Santa's going, ho, 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 what's your name, little boy? Mm-hmm. It's like that for an hour and 45 minutes. I thought it was grotesque. But I also thought like Jim, there, no one else could do that except Jim Carrey.
He's so good at it.
He does a great living cartoon. Like his body is hitting amazing like poses. He's telling, the character is all in his body and his face, and he's truly one of our greatest gifted comic actors, let down by a nothing ugly grotesque move. That only word I could keep thinking of was grotesque.
Yeah.
I think it's a great mix of trying to stay too true to like the cartoon animated picturesque thing, but also like making it real life. I mean, it's really hard to do. Did you guys watch that Little Mermaid live?
No, I heard it was.
And guess what?
Ghastly.
They're really trying. They didn't know how to do that, and they did this really, really well. I thought the costumes were really fun.
Cool.
What do you think, John?
Well, I, similar to Mark, had not seen it before now, and I found it. I didn't think it was. I wouldn't say I'm as passionately against the movie as Mark is, but it felt very joyless to me. It felt very forced. It didn't feel like,
it felt like a corporate machine at work.
Yeah, very much so. And I wonder too,
so
like,
much joy when I watched this movie.
How unfair it was, and like knowing the, it's like, because it is a, I know it very well from the TV version. It was this compact 30-minute version of it. And then like, they added all this stuff to it, and I felt like it didn't, it just made it very lopsided in a lot of ways, because then it was like, oh, I guess the Grinch isn't the villain. I guess this, I mean, Jeffrey Tambor, had we known then, of course, he was
always
very,
the villain.
Very prescient movie, really.
Yeah.
It, like, that stuff didn't add stuff, it didn't add to the story in a way that seemed fun to me or that really made sense. It sort of felt very lopsided and it felt very different.
Like padding.
Yeah. And like, when it got to the part where like, what that is in the TV special, I was like, oh, this is funner, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But maybe, I don't know, maybe I'm just sort of like guilty of like wanting what I know already or something like that.
Well, they're trying to give him like motivation of like, why does the Grinch actually hate Christmas?
But like, who wouldn't hate Whoville? Whoville's awful. I hated Whoville. Like, this is a disgusting
nightmare. Did you hate Whoville in the animated version?
No, I loved it. But I mean, like in the live action version, like if you were in this town, it would be like a nightmare.
Yeah,
like, I need to get out of
and
here.
And that's Cindy Lou Who. Is like everybody's
no, but even she
crazy.
Was a nightmare.
She was kind of annoying too. I like immediately knew it was like off when they were like bye, and I was like, oh, they're all very like, because to me the Grinch was like, oh yes, they have all the trappings and all the outside stuff of Christmas, but at their heart they just are about the connection and the community and the love. But the movie just made it seem like you have to buy more, you have to spend more money.
I
it seemed
was
very like
they bring immersion into that.
Yeah,
they bring it back to that.
They could have leaned into that more. So I mean, instead of that middle section about you're the Christmas prince or what was your title?
I don't know.
The holiday cheermeister.
If that was more maybe a section about commercialism and materialism or something, instead of it's now it's this whole detour of like he comes down to town and they see him, but then he leaves again and then he comes back to steal Christmas.
It was
like
too many back and forth.
Work.
Yeah.
So thanks for bringing in this terrible movie, Olivia. I'm so glad it's precious to you.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Merry Christmas. We really are. You got two Grinches and one Cindy Lou Who going on right now. Well, now, as you may or may not know, we are looking for the gayest movie ever.
I think we found it.
Who knows?
So we have a very elaborate and Byzantine scoring system with a lot of categories. And then at the
end,
we're
going to rank them all on the movie on a scale of 1 to 100.
Okay.
Yes.
So, but at the end, you will add a category and it will become canon. And then we will use that category for every movie afterwards.
Oh my God.
All right. Yeah, and we're each going to score, and then it'll be we'll take the average of all three of us.
Okay.
Let me do a quick, you want to hear the top five where we're at right now? Okay, number five.
I'm ready to beat them.
Okay, good luck. Number five, Midnight Madness with the 57.77%. Number four, 9 to 5, 58.94%. Number three, Adam's Family Values, 60.86%. Number two, Meet Me in St. Louis, 65.32%. And number one, The Muppets Take Manhattan with 66.17%.
Okay. I think it is interesting that like holiday movies seem to be doing very well. Well, we've had two.
Yes. Well, I think there's nothing gay about holidays.
Sure, the festiveness
know, the pageantry,
of it. The pageantry.
Ribbons,
yeah, yes, exactly.
Carols.
All the homoeroticism of the holiday films.
Kate Blanchett is Carol.
Sure. Exactly, exactly.
All right, you ready?
Ready yes. to get started?
All right, our first category, and don't worry, we only have about 27. Our first category is...
Jesus Christ. And you guys are going
to
be doing it
anywhere
for like six
tomorrow.
Months.
Right, yeah.
First category, homoeroticism. So 0 to 100, how homoerotic is How the Grinch Stole Christmas?
So what could possibly even contend for this?
I wouldn't say there's really any homoerotic.
I would say
it.
There's no eroticism. Well,
I would say maybe there's some eroticism between Cindy Lou Who and the Grinch.
Cindy Lou Who? You mean Christine Baranski?
No.
Baranski.
Taylor
but, like,
Momsen.
There are moments where I was like, like at the end when she's like, I'm up on the sleigh.
Oh,
and
right.
He was
she's
like,
oh, no.
Cindy Lou Who. And she's like, no one should be alone for Christmas. And they like smile at like, each other real
ew.
Creepy.
And she like shows him her bra. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's upsetting.
I don't.
I would
yeah,
not call
no...
that homoerotic.
I know.
Yeah, there's not there's a lot really... there. And like, the, I mean, also like what they do to their faces is just makes it
so
seem
ugly.
So odd.
So no guess, one is attractive.
So I guess that one's a zero.
You don't have to give it a zero. You can give it a low score.
Oh. But based on what?
Wait, was it 1 through 10?
1 through 100.
Oh.
Or 0 through 100.
Yeah. 0 through 100, right.
Yeah, homoeroticism, but there's not.
Like,
I don't
this
think
feels
yeah.
like a movie the Westfield Baptist...
Westboro's
Baptist Church would, like, be fine with. Like, because there's really nothing in here that would offend them.
No, because they definitely
I mean?
don't celebrate Christmas. The reason for Christmas is the birth of Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
It's nothing to do with the Grinch.
That's true.
What do you know about the Westboro
not
Baptist
enough.
Church?
Why do you know so much? So what are you going to give it, Olivia, on a scale of 0 to 100? How homoerotic is How the Grinch Stole Christmas?
Well, maybe just based on the fact that the Grinch doesn't wear clothes.
Okay, you can do that. Sure.
And he's a guy.
Sure, sure.
Apparently.
I mean, I could say, like, if you are, like, a furry, or if you have, you know, some sort of, maybe, like, there might be some people for whom that aesthetic is
that
hot.
Seems less homoerotic than fur-erotic.
Well,
fur,
sure.
So
but, I mean, if you're a guy who likes furries and there's
sure.
some carry,
yeah.
then there you go.
So maybe a 5.
A 5. Yeah.
I was going to do the same. I'll give it a 5 yeah. for that.
5. I have to give this a 1.
Okay. Wow. Wow. Okay.
Jeez,
this is the lowest I've. This
I'm
is
like,
now.
I'm taking your opinions really personal right now, and
okay.
I need to let
Good.
I need to let
no,
it go.
Don't do that. Don't let Mark bully you.
I'm not bullying. I'm just reacting. This is currently our lowest rated in homoeroticism.
With
a 3.67. Next lowest, with Secret of Nim with a 4.
Okay.
All right. Next category, actual gay characters on a scale of 0 to 100.
I mean,
think there's anybody.
Could Max the dog?
Max, no. What does he do
maybe.
That's gay?
I mean, he's devoted. He's very like a Smithers
yeah.
to the Grinch's Mr. Burns.
But he's a dog. Every dog
yes.
is.
Could,
not every
could
dog.
Cindy Lou's mom maybe
Molly
have
Shannon?
A,
Molly Shannon?
Molly Shannon have a crush on Christine
Baranski? I mean, they did have
doesn't
a rivalry.
Like
that
she
could
seems,
have been a little bit of jealous, like a sort of sexual jealousy,
such
perhaps.
A jealousy.
Maybe. Husband, like a big kid. No, it's all about she's jealous
yeah,
of the lights.
Actually, that part could have been her homework. She's like, look at this. Look at this.
Look at all
chandelier.
My lights.
You guys are
it's
inventing.
From, it's from the 1800s.
Mm-hmm.
It's like
right.
vintage. It's an antique. Mm. And she's like, almost falls off the house.
Yeah, so maybe.
Maybe.
I
actual
would say
gay
no,
characters. I think the guy who was like, there were some costumes, like the guy who was selling the suits. Or like, yeah, there were some, I think there's like some who's got to be gay.
Have a little.
Yeah.
Who's.
Have a little. A little.
So what are you going to give Olivia?
What is that term? Sugar in their step?
A little sugar in their tank or something like
yeah.
that?
Uh-huh.
Do I have to go first?
Yes.
You don't.
That's the pattern we've established for
we can break
27
Do you want me to go
episodes?
First?
Well, I want to
I can go first
out.
If you want.
I feel it out.
I'll
okay.
go first if that,
sure,
that makes
sure.
you feel a little more comfortable.
Sure, we are coming on
yeah.
really hard.
Your two Grinchy gay uncles are really attacking you right now.
Mark has never been this aggressive to me in my life.
I'm not aggressive to you. I'm aggressive towards the movie. Are you the movie?
I thought you were taking
yeah, well,
it personally.
But it's what she brought to the table.
Well.
All right. So actual gay characters. All right. So let's see. So, I mean, we don't know about the Grinch himself. Oh, no, yes, no, we do. This one. In this one, we do. That has been established. I think I'm just going to give it a 10 because I just think the 10%, there's got to be some who's who are gay, okay, without a doubt.
Okay, I'm actually going to give it a 15.
Fair.
Because I also just remembered his mom's. He has moms.
That's true. He's got those true. two moms.
So actually,
that's
I'm going to give it a 20, and they're swingers.
All right. All right. You know what?
I'm going to bump up
mine.
Party.
I'm going to bump up mine to 15.
All right. Very good. I'll buy that. I'll give it 17, right in the middle. You got me. Wow. I forgot about those two moms.
Okay. Yeah, the Grinch has two old lady moms.
That's true.
And we don't know what that relationship
they
is.
They haven't said they're sisters.
That's true.
Sisters.
We haven't seen their bedroom, so we don't know how many beds are in there.
And they have a wild swinging Christmas party.
That's true. There was the keys in the bowl.
What kids don't love a key party reference? All those a little Easter egg for all those Ice Storm fans. All right, next category: camp factor on a 0 to 100. How campy?
I mean, this is pretty. You gotta go pretty high on this one.
I would say 90.
Yeah. 90.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Look at the costumes.
Yeah,
they had eggnog on their noses.
They've got weird. Yeah, there's not a straight line in the entire movie.
Ah.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to go. I'm gonna go 94 on this one. I think it's just pretty campy. It's just the aesthetic. It's just baked in.
I feel like it is campy, but it's so it's hitting you over the head with a hammer, and it ultimately unpleasant. But it is campy.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a fun, ugly, gross camp.
It's an ugly camp.
It's an ugly camp. I'm giving it a 65.
All righty.
It is campy, but it's not a fun camp. All right, next category. Makeover montage on a 0 to 100. Is there a makeover montage?
He tries on costumes.
Hello, the whole
him stealing
one.
Yeah, that whole thing is a makeover montage.
He's building the sled, right?
Yeah.
Well, he's even stealing the gifts from the. That's a montage. That is literally a montage.
There's several montages.
You get very testy at this one. And he takes things away. They look different from the beginning than where they're at the end. I think this has got to score high in makeover montage for me. I'm going to go 94 again on this one.
Oh
94.
My gosh, you're going higher than I was thinking. So I'm going to do a 95.
95. I'll give an 80. Sure.
Okay.
How the Grinch Stole Christmas, currently number 2 on a makeover montage.
Right. What's the number 1?
9 to 5.
With a 95.
Isn't that fun?
Cute.
All right, next category. Over the top wardrobe on a scale of 0 to 100.
Hello, 100.
Christine Baranski's suit.
Mm-hmm.
It was weird that Christine Baranski didn't have a Whoville nose, really?
Yes, she did.
She didn't, though. No, they gave her the most minor one.
They did, she had, prosthetic, on her lip, but not on her nose.
I think it's also because
she's supposed to be, the sexy Who.
Well, I think they also wanted to make it look like she had had work done.
Oh, I see. That's a good justification.
Yeah. Because Christine Baranski maybe has a natural Who nose?
Sure. I could see that.
I kept thinking of, where are their actual noses and where do they breathe from? Because it looks like there's something on top of there where their nose
would be. Yeah, but I once did a thing on SNL where we had dog noses on top and you could still breathe.
John, bury the
true.
Lead.
What was sketch? It was some weird sketch that you can't see me because I was all from behind, but they did still give me the dog mask. But yeah, it seemed to be the same thing. It's just like a prosthetic over your face where you can breathe underneath it. Like, they don't take off their noses.
Who was the guest host?
Dan Aykroyd.
Was talking about crystal skulls and aliens in the middle inside of the moon.
Well, a bunch of dogs talking about crystal skulls and aliens.
So what are you going to give this over the top wardrobe?
I mean, yeah, you have to go high on this one. I have to go 95 as well. It's just what it is.
It's the Grinch.
Yeah.
How about you?
I said 100.
Oh, you said 100. Sorry. Yeah, it's pretty. Yeah, I'll give it 95. Yeah, sure.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes. All right, next category. Does it hold up on a scale of 0 to 100?
Hey.
Okay, well, let's talk about this. Because in a way, there's nothing about it, because it is like a fantasy thing, there's nothing about it where it's like, okay, this is different. You know what I mean? It's not like a contemporary.
Well, there's jokes that don't hold up.
There's a lot of jokes that don't hold up.
There's a literal zoom in to Christine Baranski's boobs, and then he lands with his face in her boobs.
There are also a lot of because this definitely was, you could tell that Jim Carrey, who I do think was great, was sort of like, this is my genie in Aladdin kind of thing.
Right.
And so he had a lot of riffs that were that reference is not something you would make today. Like, there were a couple, I can't remember specifically, but there were a few that I was like, oh, that's a dated reference. You know, like the way, like 20 years from now, like a Kardashian reference, people will be like, what was that again? Who were they?
I don't remember any like pop culture references, though.
What?
I don't remember any pop culture references.
I think there were a couple little sort of ad libs.
But he doesn't remember any specifics. Doesn't really make a strong case.
Were there any sort
it?
Of, sort of like moral things that are sort of like questionable? Like,
I mean, why was this made?
No, but I mean, like, the way they treat women or the way they...
Well, I mean, it's all very shallow. It's almost like an anti-sex movie. I can't see... It's weird. I don't like that the Grinch is horny. Like, there's a whole horny undercurrent between the Grinch and Christine Baranski's character that is, like, feels very weird and off-putting. And feels like... It almost feels like from the 70s to me.
Sure.
So, what are you going to give it? And does it hold up?
So, wait. The higher... Number means
the more it holds up.
The more it holds up.
Yeah. Like if you were to make it today, what would you be like? Well, we've got to rewrite that part. Just because like to audiences today would not accept that kind of thing.
They would not accept it. I mean, I feel like they wouldn't like the whole like mistletoe kiss my butt thing is.
Oh, kissing the dog butt? Oh.
No, when he's like gets mad and is like kiss my butt with a mistletoe on in between.
You thought
his
that
butt.
Was a step too far.
Well, I feel like that's not a joke that would be made now.
Mm-hmm. Sure. So, what are you going to give it? And does it hold up?
Well, I'm biased because I love this movie. Sorry.
That's it's your score. It's you're your not giving score. The definitive score. You're giving your definitive score.
Okay. I guess an 80.
An 80.
I don't know. I just really like it, and I just like Jim Carrey.
That's fine.
That's fine.
I don't like it, but I don't think it is like aged poorly.
No.
So in that way,
it doesn't look like it was made 20 years ago.
It's also like, oh, well, this was terrible when it came out. So it's still so terrible today.
It's as terrible. Yeah. The terribleness has remained intact.
And it's grotesque. The grotesqueness has integrity.
Yes. So I will also give it an 80.
80.
Yes.
I feel like this feels like, it feels like the sense of humor feels kind of dated to me. I'll give it a 65.
Well, yeah, okay. It's Jim Carrey. Yeah. Like, no, it's Jim Carrey like, it still feels doing like
70s
Carrey.
It's really broad and like it's too adult for kids, but you know what I mean? It just was an odd tone for me.
All right.
Next category, drag queen inspiration, 0 to 100. Could a drag queen watch How the Grinch Stole Christmas and say, oh, I've got a notebook full of ideas?
I think so, definitely.
Too. Yeah.
I think that's got to be like a 90.
I'm sure there 90, has 95. Been Grinch themed.
Oh, sure. Or just even the Who's. Just the fact that
the
like
Who's,
their wardrobe.
The Grinch himself.
Max. Yeah.
Grinch himself.
So what are you going to give it in drag queen?
Say 90?
Yeah.
Would you do a song to Where Is Christmas?
Where Are You Christmas?
Oh, yeah.
Where Is You Christmas?
I think
Where's You Christmas?
Too much eggnog.
I think there's a lot to mine from.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Yeah, I will also give it a 90.
90! Yeah, I'll give it a 90. Sure, why not? What does it matter?
All right.
None of this matters. All right, next category, caper music, 0 to 100. Music to which you could pull off a caper.
Excuse me, 100.
Yeah, I mean, he does draw the houses to your mean one, Mr. Grinch. That's pretty.
That's true.
It's pretty iconic.
One of the greatest songs of all time.
Is this the definitive rendition of it? I would say probably not. But.
So, what did you say, 100?
Yeah.
I think it is. I'll give it a 97.
Wow. Why not those three extra points? What's keeping it?
I guess because I know that Mission Impossible has 100, and I feel like.
And this is only 3 points away, 3% away. Less.
But I think
than...
they use it effectively. I think it. I think 97.
I'm going to give it a 75. I think
really?
Your Mean One Grinch is doing all the work. I think all the other music is pretty forgettable. And it's James Horner, who I love.
But isn't this a kid? We're thinking about the caper music, we're not thinking about all the music. The music that he capes too.
I just thought it was like, I don't know, it was just a little bland for me. That's all I'm saying.
Okay. Fair enough. It's your category. I mean, it's your score.
It's still got a 90.67, which is very high.
Very high.
Don't you worry. Next category, teamwork on a scale of 0 to 100. Well, they all bully us.
They do bully him, but they don't. I don't know. It doesn't feel like a teamworky movie.
They never say when you see him as a baby. I thought it was like he hates Christmas from the get-go.
Yeah.
But why? That's just who he is, I guess.
I think he's like kind of evil. He's grinchy. He's a Grinch.
Fair enough.
Yeah. I mean, I think therein sort of lies the problem of taking this story and expanding it for too long.
Like, there's,
it's
not
like,
much.
There's he doesn't hold up with the extra dimension.
Like, the more you know, the more questions you have. Like, well, then now it's too real.
Right.
You know? Like, this works better as a 40-minute thing.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, I wasn't really questioning anything. I was really going along with the ride, the journey.
Sure, sure, sure. Well, we have 27 categories to get through.
But teamwork. There's teamwork. No real teamwork.
Everyone's kind of...
I mean, there's...
Other than, like, Cindy Lou Who trying to team up with him, or him and Max.
Him and Max. Him there's and some Max. Teamwork there. There's, Max. You got to give Max some points.
Yes.
I think...
like, kind of at the end, all band to get the Who's are all kind of united at the end. And,
or right. They band together and bring the Christmas tree right away after the fire.
Yeah, there's some, but it's not like baked in to the...
Everyone seems in it for themselves. I don't know how long my microphone was off. We'll find out.
We will find out.
Yeah.
So I will give... You want me to go first?
I can. I have my confidence.
You feel confidence back? Okay, good.
I'd say 15.
15?
Whoa.
I'm going to give it a little more than that. I'll give it a 20.
20. I'll give it a 12.
Alrighty.
I don't remember this. I'm not going to think about it. Okay, next category. On a scale of 0 to 100, how likely are you to recommend this to gay people?
Well, now I don't think so.
Before you had been?
I mean, well, she did recommend it for this to two gay people. That's true. To dual queens.
You asked me Christmas. You were like, what Christmas movie?
You didn't
movies?
Do anything wrong. Don't you
and
worry.
And I said, we could do Scrooged or this.
Okay.
I'd never seen this.
I haven't seen this or Scrooged.
And you were like, let's shoot The Grinch.
I'm glad I saw
you
it. Don't get me wrong.
You were the
now you never have to
one.
See it again.
Yeah. Don't get me wrong. I'm glad I saw it. I'll watch anything.
Well, I mean, there are, it's not like Jim Carrey's performance is great.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's not like you're a gay
and
person.
It has
Christine
Baranski. So
that, Christine
Baranski
and Molly Shannon.
And Molly Shannon.
Mm-hmm. And I mean, he's not really a gay icon, but I do love Bill Irwin.
Sure.
Here's the thing. I feel like people of my generation like this movie. Like, people my age, like, know this. I was just leaving.
You calling me old?
I'm calling you older.
It's only in the title of this podcast.
I'm part of the generation that's dumb and loves this movie.
Great. No, but I think everyone had, like, has, like, the movie that you saw as a kid, and you're just like, I can't tell if it's good or not. I just know that I love it.
Yeah. I was like, leaving, and I told my friend Chandler that I was doing this, and he's like, I know every word to this movie. He's not gay, but it's like, I know every line to
and
that
he's
movie.
He's saying Chandler?
But I mean, I'm thinking maybe just, you know.
So what would you give this score? On 0 to 100, how likely are you to recommend this to gay people?
A 50.
50?
Okay. Yeah, I'm going to have to go like 10.
10.
There's really not much there other than to... Yeah.
Okay.
There's
nothing that's specifically gay about it. I guess I'm just thinking general, or if like someone's like... If a gay person was like, tell me a gay movie.
It's like, wait, you're gay? You've got to see The Grinch.
I wouldn't. Uh-huh. I guess I wouldn't be like, you gay? You got to see The Grinch.
You're gay? You're not gay until you Grinch
you
it
gay?
Up.
So maybe can I lower my score?
Sure.
If you're I'll give it mind. To a 10.
10?
10. I'm giving it a 15. I mean.
Really? Wow.
Just because Christine Baranski and Molly Shannon. I feel like it's hard for me to go any less when you have the two. They're like 7.5% each.
Fair enough.
All right, you're going to make up some points here. How much felt is in this movie on a scale of 0 to 100?
I mean, can I put 100?
You
no,
can.
I mean, it's not
you
the
can.
Muppets.
You absolutely can. That's all right.
But...
I mean, they practically are the Muppets. I mean, Jim Carrey,
truly.
2 hours in makeup and 1 hour out of makeup every day.
It's not felt.
Yeah, care. Well, it's okay.
Well, I feel
that's
like it feels
it.
Like felt.
Just
I feel like it's the feeling of felt.
Yeah. It evokes felt.
Christmas is the most felty holiday.
I'm going to do a 95.
95.
95 is a good one. I'm going to give it 90.
90. I'll give it 88.
All righty.
A lot of felt in this movie.
A lot of felt in this one.
Whoville is chock full of felt, I feel like. All right, next category. Facial hair on a scale of 0 to 100.
I mean, 100.
There's a whole shaving subplot.
There's a shaving subplot.
Well, I guess...
But he looks the same.
His whole body is facial hair.
Well, his whole body is hair.
He actually doesn't have that much hair on his face.
There is that. I noticed, too, because looking at this, there's very few Who's who had facial hair, I think probably because of the prosthetics.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
There were a couple. There were a handful, and they were very, like, sort of, like, very costumey.
There's the old man with the little hooch. He's got a giant beard that he has to throw over his shoulder.
Yep. Yeah, that's true. So that is something in its favor. And I do think, yes, the Grinch, the shaving, okay, that is like a, that is a plot point. So I think it definitely gains points for that
one. Okay, I'll do it. Okay, I'm going to do 75.
75.
I'm going to go, I'll go 65.
65. You know what? I'll go 55.
All right.
There, we're rounding it. I'll give an average of 65.
All right.
Okay, next category. Shattered glass. On a scale of 0 to 100.
Okay,
they choose beer bottles.
He chooses beer bottles.
Yeah.
He breaks a lot of stuff, like a lot of his ornaments and other things.
Yeah.
And so there's a lot of, there's a lot of damage. There's some broken glass in this.
Some broken glass.
There is broken glass in this one.
What is this one from? What is this?
Suspiria. Suspiria. There's a whole slow motion shot of a mirror shattering.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I've never seen
that. Well,
get
you
on
got time.
Christmas.
Okay. Maybe stop watching Grinch for once.
So what are you going to give How the Grinch
Stole? Any time other than for the Grinch. Breaking glass. Yeah. 50?
50? Sure.
I guess.
That's good.
I guess because there's not...
Okay. There's a bunch of broken glass.
Compared to all the movies in the world.
Just the fact that to me the fact that he chewed a beer bottle. That's significant. It's not just something. So I'm gonna give it. I'll give it 35.
35. I thought you were gonna go higher. I'm gonna do 35.
He chews the bottle and he goes, that's a good year.
Yep. You do know it.
Yeah.
All right. Next category. The male gaze. How horny is the camera for the male form in this movie? How is Ron Howard just licking his lips over some hunks?
Well, you do see the Grinch's butt crack.
That's true.
That's true. But I feel like it's played for laughs and not out
that's
of horniness.
Okay. Well, They don't have to work against each other.
Just because it's funny doesn't make it not horny.
Yeah.
Sure, but I didn't get a horny vibe from it, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, I wasn't horny.
You weren't horny for the Grinch's butt crack?
No.
Not like I was for the Hulk's butt crack in Thor Ragnarok.
Well, sure.
Oh, whoa.
Talk about green. Now, there is a green butt.
Let's Google that image.
I have it in my wallpaper.
Horny for the... there's not really horniness for the male gaze. No, probably a 5.
5.
Yeah, I'll give it a 5 as well.
5. I got to give it I gave Adam's Family Values a 0 in this. I'm giving this a 0 in this.
All right.
Okay.
Give an average of 3.33. Next category. Angry phone hang-ups on a scale of 0 to 100. There's a couple.
There are a couple in this. He pranks calls them.
He prank calls and then he also has his voicemail.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It makes me laugh. Voicemail makes me laugh. Where he's like, "Oh, no messages. I wonder why." And then he plays the voicemail. And it's like, "If you utter one syllable, I'll hunt you down and cut you like a fish." I'm telling you, I know this.
You
dumb
do
movie.
Know. I believe you.
So compared to all the movies in the world,
which you've seen all the movies,
I'm gonna say 60.
I'm going to go 40.
40. I feel like there's like 2. I feel that's pretty good. I'm going to give it a 50.
All righty.
All right, next category. Titular theme song on a scale of 0 to 100.
Well, hello.
Yeah. I mean, I even though technically it's not How the Grinch Stole Christmas, but You're a Mean One, Mr. Grinch is,
sure.
It's up there.
Yeah.
I think it counts.
The character's name is in there. Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
So what are you going to give it?
I'm going to give it
100. Yeah. I'm going to give it a 99 just for that one technicality.
I'll give it 100. I mean, we gave Adam's Family Values 100, and they don't say Adam's Family Values.
I think they did at some point.
I think they just whoop Adam's Family. All right, next category. Entrances with pizzazz.
Oh, my God. Wow, I think I might have to say 100 on this. Every moment is a pizzazzy entrance.
Jim Carrey's a one-man pizzazz machine.
He
really
is. He also is, like, running in and out of frame the entire time.
Constantly, barely sitting still.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So you're giving it 100?
Yes, sir.
I'll give it a 96.
96? Why not 100, John?
I don't know. I just felt like, I don't know.
He doesn't want to make Shannon this the gayest movie.
I think we're okay. Fine. I think we're okay.
Based on history, yeah.
I'm going to give it a 90. Jim Carrey, he's phenomenal in this. All right, next category, non-traditional murder weapons. 0 to 100.
Okay, the only thing I, for me, in watching and thinking about this category was, he doesn't do it, but he, in the beginning, when he is in the mail room and Cindy Lou Who is trapped in that little mail sorting machine, he is content to walk away, and then Max stops him. Now, it wasn't, he wasn't intending to murder her, but I feel like the, I would give it some points for that, because if Max the dog had not interfered, Cindy Lou Who, we are to assume, would have died or at least been very seriously
injured.
Isn't
that more technically manslaughter, though? Because he didn't put her in that
situation. I'm not saying like it gets 100, but I'm just saying like the fact that like someone could have died by a mail sorting machine that's very non-traditional, so I will give it some points.
Sure. What about that tiny, tiny car that blows up and makes a giant explosion?
Yeah.
But is he using that to kill?
No.
Okay, fine.
This is general mischief.
Yeah.
All right, I'll give it 3.
Oh, I'm gonna give it. I'm gonna give it a 9 based on that
9
mail sorting thing.
Yeah, fine. I'll give it a 7.
All right.
All right. Next category: breath acting on a scale of 0 to 100.
What is that? What do you mean?
Like what you're doing? Right there. Kind of what you're doing now. Like kind of. Or anytime you're like
sort of like using your breath.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
This
is a lot of screaming in this
one. This is a lot of screaming. But I feel like Cindy Lou Who is pretty much only whispering.
Yeah.
There's a lot of that. I mean, you could say Jim Carrey's performance is a lot. You know, he does a lot with
he
breath.
He does. He goes a lot of in and out with his breath. And,
And the dog, Max, has some whimpers.
Uh-huh. We have a very loose definition of what breath acting is. Sorry.
He's talking, I mean, it's a pretty broad category.
It's a very broad category.
I'll say 15.
I'll give it 25, just a little more than that. I feel like they're doing stuff with their voices in some ways.
I mean, also, how do they breathe through those prostheses?
Prostheses.
Yes.
Prostheses.
No more eggnog for you, Mark.
Fine, I'll give it a 25 as well.
All right.
Wow, Lou, you scored it really low. Why do you hate
this movie so much?
I'm just grading it fairly.
Fair enough.
Thank you.
Music to my ears. Next category, mannequins on a scale of 0 to 100.
Are there any mannequins?
I don't think so.
In any of the stores?
I didn't know, because it's not like clothing stores.
All right, here's an argument, which I'm prepared to not go far with. But at the very beginning, when those, the very top of the movie, when the kids go to sort of like, to be like, oh, we're going to find the Grinch. And they're like, ding dong. And then like Max, that big head
the
of the Grinch.
The dog thing.
That Max has on, that's sort of like a mannequin head in a way.
You know where there's a mannequin leg on his telescope? There's a mannequin leg on his telescope.
Okay. All right, okay. So there we go. So we got some stuff. There must have been some mannequins in a store somewhere.
Unless you can recall. Okay. You can say there must have been.
Well, there was
one leg. By Tim Conway.
There was one leg.
You
can compare that to all the movies in the world.
Yeah. So what are you going to give it?
I'll give it a 7.
7.
I'll give it a 7 as well.
7. I'll give it a 7.
There you go.
21.
21.
All right. Next category.
No, the average is 7. The total is 21.
I know, but 3 sevens. It's lucky. Dramatic lighting on a scale of
There's a bunch in this.
There was there was like half the lighting was green and blue, and
all the Christmas lights. Yes. And all the.
I'm gonna say 90.
90.
Yeah, I'll also go 90 at that one.
90. It is like a Joel Schumacher Batman movie.
Yeah, very much so.
But like, I don't think it works. So I'm gonna give it 85. But it's there.
Fair enough. Fair enough.
All right. Next category: strident women. 0 to 100.
I mean, you could say Christine Baranski is a little kind of bitchy,
but she's pretty passive and doesn't really do anything.
I mean, you could say Cindy Lou Who is a bitch.
She also like is the one, like she has her point of view and she sticks to it.
And it's
actually
like
movie.
It's her pushiness.
What is your definition of strident?
I'm calling like a tough woman who's not afraid to go after what she wants.
Hello, that's Cindy Lou Who.
I buy it.
Sure, I could see that. I would just say that with Cindy Lou, for me, strident, though, does have a little bit of like if you have to deal with this person in real life, you're kind of like, okay, already.
All the Who's are already think that of her.
Yeah, but I also feel like she's like driven by like a
shell of a cute little girl.
Mm-hmm. Sure, I get, I hear you.
In the world of the Who's where everyone is strident, the unstrident one stands out. So what are you going to give it?
What are you going to give it?
I'm scared now. I'm going to give 60.
60.
I'm going to go a little lower. I'm going to go 35.
Yeah, 25.
Okay.
Wow, no love for Cindy Lou.
Just don't think of her strident. I think of her as like pure of heart. Like she's trying to be like, no, let's bring everyone into this.
Yeah, but she's going after what she wants. And all the Whos are like, hello, we don't like the Grinch. Mm-hmm. Aren't you listening to us?
Hello.
Stop being so strident.
Cindy Lou Who.
I would say the Grinch would think Cindy Lou Who is strident. Of like, leave me alone, little girl.
Mm-hmm. Maybe. Well, his score might be higher then.
Okay.
Next category. Fun fonts on a scale of 0 to 100.
I mean, there's a ton in this.
Yeah.
Are there a ton of fonts, or is it like just the Dr.
There's that
Seuss
book that they keep going, they refer to.
The Book of Who?
The Book of Who.
Yeah.
There's store signs that have fun fonts in them as well.
Sure.
What else? I mean, the opening credits and all that was fun font as well.
I have to tell you, though, I hated the fonts in the opening credits. They have this white drop shadow. It looks cheap to me.
Mm-hmm.
And the rest of the movie was so classy.
Right?
So they were unique fonts, but you didn't think they were fun.
Yeah, they was not fun. It looked chilly. Yeah, exactly. These are the category not unique.
Oh my God.
If it was Susian, it would score very well.
I mean, I think that was Susian, but it was adding that white shadow that you did not like.
Yeah, it just cheapened the whole thing. It looked like a CD-ROM game or something.
That's not the Seuss brand.
Exactly.
I'm still going to give it like a 75.
75.
Yeah, I still think it has fun. I'm going to go set. I'll go 77.
I'm going to do 45.
Okay.
That's the lowest I've ever given anything in fun fonts.
In fonts, yeah.
Really?
Yep.
It's really? A relatively it's new category.
We've only had this for like the last seven.
Okay.
Next category, cheerworthy cameos. Scale 0 to 100.
Here's my only pitch for this one is that Bryce Howard is in it for a hot second as a cheering Who. Like when he relights the Christmas tree. I mean, you only know it's her. I only know it's her because it's in all the trivia.
But is she one of the ones who's in like the pink?
She's like a little girl Who. So that's the only thing that I think would qualify as a cameo.
But if you don't recognize her.
Right.
It's hard to be.
Would Anthony Hopkins' voice be a cameo?
He's a narrator.
It's not really a cameo.
Okay, I'm just saying.
I mean, he did record it all in one day. Thank you,
IMDb. I feel like it's hard to justify a cheerworthy cameo if you don't recognize the person.
I understand. But just to like, to me, that's like, that's also to me the only thing that would qualify.
Sure.
Because no one else is like a cameo.
Yeah, there's not really any cameos.
If it was, if you went and saw The Irishman and Bryce Dallas Howard was in there for like one shot, would you go, hey!
Hey, girl!
Yeah!
Bryce, girl, over here.
I mean, she's great in that Black Mirror episode.
Yeah. I mean, you know what? I might because my husband went to college with her. So, yeah.
Or were they friends?
They were in the same acting studio. He said she was very nice. He has never said anything bad about her. I mean, he said he was friends with her, but it wasn't like they hung out and got drunk.
Yeah, clearly not lifelong. Yeah.
They went to the same parties.
Sure. Well, they did shows together.
I'm just saying.
Howard saw my husband play Laertes in Hamlet or something like that.
Oh.
Someone in Hamlet, yeah.
What happens to Laertes?
He gets killed, I think. Everyone does.
Tragedy.
Yeah, sad.
One of those tragedies. What are you going to give this in cheerworthy cameos?
Oh, cameo. I mean, there weren't any cameos. I feel like I have to give it a 1 for Bryce Dallas.
Wow.
I'll give it a 3 for Bryce.
3. Yeah. You know, I'll give it a 3. Yeah. I mean, Clint Howard, but that's not a cameo. He's in every... I'm always like, he shows up in a Ron Howard movie, but he's got a good part.
It's his brother or his dad?
Brother. His dad does show up, though. His dad plays the Reverend in Apollo 13.
Who's Clint Howard? Who does he
Ron
play?
Ron Howard's brother. He's in, like, a ton of, like, genre. He's always in, like,
He's the mayor's assistant.
He's the other Smithers.
That's Ron Howard's brother?
Clint Howard. He's been in a million things.
Yeah, I know. I'm just like, well, he's that guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a character actor.
Wow. Wow.
Huh.
Okay.
We're all about educating.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess they do look alike.
Yeah. Even with those noses.
Sure.
Yeah.
Next category, memorial moments, 0 to 100. Well, you have the final dedicate. They dedicated to their mother.
That's true.
The movie is dedicated to Ron Howard's mother, whose Christmas was her favorite. There's a title card.
Biggest spirit
end.
Of all.
That is truly a memorial moment.
They do. I mean, when they're talking about the Grinch as a kid, like, isn't that sort of a little bit like, remember when?
They're not mourning him, though. It's not memorial.
That's true.
He hasn't died.
That's true.
Memorial, specifically, somebody.
But is there even, like, I don't remember.
They're sad that the Christmas tree burned down.
like, or when they wake up the next day and they're like, oh, yeah, there's no Christmas. Is there anything there?
That's not really a memorial. I feel mm-hmm. like if it's happening in the moment, that's not quite a memorial. If it was like, remember a year ago when...
Remember, oh, it's too bad.
Remember Grandma last Lou year when the Grinch stole Christmas?
Yes.
So, for the memorial message at the end, I'll give it a 25.
25.
I'll give it a 10 for that title card.
10. I'll give it a 17. I mean,
no,
you're putting...
love wow. for Ron Howard's dead mom.
Not enough. Not as good as a memorial moment as Adam's Family Values. Mm. That got a 50, 85 at memorial moments.
Yeah.
Next category, a feels song. So a song that puts you in your feels.
Hello.
Where are you, Christmas?
Why can't I find you?
Why can't I find you, Christmas?
Did you change or was it just me? Where are you, Christmas? Okay, I'm going to give Where Are You, Christmas a 35.
Wow, that's pretty low. Just the way you were talking about it. Like, what more, I guess, is there a song that would more put you in your feels?
When I watch it now, I don't cry.
But I mean, to me, like, it's meant, it's definitely like meant to do that. It's meant to be like thinking, it's meant to make you all wistful and nostalgic and whatnot.
So I think it's intention counts?
I mean, you factor in intention as you wish.
Okay, I'll give it a 50.
Great.
Yeah, I feel like it definitely tries to do that. I think it's sort of, I don't think it's a bad song. I think it's just generic. Like, I think it's sort of like forgettable as you're listening to it somewhat.
Yes.
So I will give it.
I used to skip that part.
Yeah.
You did?
Yeah.
I'll give it a 35.
Yeah, it's a bad song. 25.
Did you know that little girl was in Gossip Girl and is also known for being like in
Taylor
a punk
Momsen?
Punk rock band and talking about like masturbating a lot when she was like a teenager.
Yeah.
Wow, she's grown up.
She was like a big, she was like on like D-listed
a
lot. Like,
but like, we don't need,
we got it.
You discovered black eyeliner. Congratulations.
Like,
yeah.
Everything's going to be okay.
Yeah. Next category, macabre. How macabre is How the Grinch Stole Christmas from 0 to 100?
Not so much.
Not terribly.
What if you wish to die while watching it?
You could give it points for that, certainly. I mean, it is weird how like the kids sort of make fun of him as a little boy.
Yeah.
I guess.
I don't know. I don't think
not
it's that,
really.
It
doesn't
really,
really get that dark.
No.
So what are you going to give it?
I mean, some of the stuff when he's home, like he's by himself in his little lair is a little sort of dark.
Sure.
Or when he like gets that look on his face and then like shaves the mare's head.
Mm-hmm.
He's got that evil look.
Yeah. Real nasty.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. When he's wearing, you know, the hooded thing.
That KKK scene?
Sure.
Yeah, yeah.
The cloak in the beginning.
Oh, right, when he's wearing that mask.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's kind of macabre.
That's true. That's
very,
a very weird
pre-purge
macabre
look.
Yeah, definitely.
I'll give it a 10.
10.
I'll give it a 12.
12. I'll give it a 9.
Okay.
Our least macabre movie. But is that a, this is less
like
macabre than Meet Me in St. Louis.
This is like the third movie with this
category.
All right,
one more category, and then it's your turn to create a category.
Oh, my God.
I know.
Oh, my
you
God.
Ready?
So this next category is vibrato. Vibrato! Zero. How much vibrato is in this movie?
But this is like a weird category. We also talked about this when it was introduced last time. So it's more... So like... There's literal vibrato, but then there's also sort of like the idea of vibrato, and it was like the
how
idea
much
like
pushing
like too much, like more.
I mean, that's Jim Carrey's entire performance.
I would,
I would say
call
is too much.
Say a 90.
I think that's fair.
Yeah, I think I'm gonna just go 80.
80. I mean, I think I'll match it with the 80. Sure. All right, Olivia, giving an average of 83.33. All right. It's time for you to create a category.
I was thinking.
What can we add to the gay movie
that's
canon?
Also like Grinchy, right?
Well,
whatever you
or
want.
Or inspired.
Whatever you
I
want.
I mean, there are people who've come in and really tried to game the system, a.k.a. how much felt is in this movie.
Oh, for
so
Muppets.
You can do that. Or you can do, you know, the pure, more sportsman-like approach would be, like, what, how,
feels
how
like
can
a
you...
read.
I was thinking, well, I
would
was
be
thinking
like
something...
How, like, can help, yeah. How can you help, how, what category can help
but
us?
But ideally, both. See,
yes, exactly.
Well, I was thinking maybe, like, how many patterns are in this movie?
Patterns
like,
in...
Like
fabric?
Fabrics.
Textiles.
I guess that's felts, textiles, yeah, color.
Little girls
maybe.
In peril.
You know or how many wigs are in this movie?
Wigs.
That would help because everybody, I mean, every yeah, woman is in much a wig. Everyone.
Yeah.
I everyone think that's has a good wig. One.
I think wigs.
Wigs, yeah, all right.
Wigs.
Great.
Because also that's debatable because a lot of times you might not be able to tell know, that right. an actress is wearing a wig.
I mean, you watch you one. William Shatner Star Trek movie.
There you
that's
go.
85 right there.
I mean, you could make the argument that Jim Carrey's wearing a full body wig.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think he is, but yeah.
But you could make that argument.
You could. All right, so what are you going to give this in wigs?
I'm going to give it a 95.
95.
I will also go 95 for wigs.
So will I. 95.
All righty.
All right, Olivia. We are now into the final bonus,
the bonus round.
Oh my God, I'm stressed out.
This is a little easier because this is all categories where we all agree on it's either yes or no. It's not like a, it's not a degree.
All right.
Okay. Does that make sense?
And we have to agree?
Yeah, you'll
it's
see.
Gonna
it's
going to be
pretty, it's pretty easy.
Straight actors playing gay roles, negative 5% each instance. Well, those, the moms, but.
Oh, yeah. Do we know anything about them?
I don't think we penalize them.
Okay. Yeah, I don't think so. I mean, they might even be gay, for all we know.
For all we know, there's just not enough information to
mm-hmm.
go on.
Mm-hmm.
And then finally, a 15% point bonus if there's a positive portrayal of homosexuality.
But that's, again, the moms, we can't say yes or
so
no.
I don't think we can give it
okay,
to
yeah, if we're not going to do the first, yeah.
Yeah.
I agree.
That's the price. And then finally, negative 50% if this is the movie Cruising.
This is not the movie Cruising, so it does not penalize 50% of its points.
All right, so with
here
a final tabulation out of a possible 2,950 points, How the Grinch Stole Christmas has scored 1,331.67, giving it a percentage of 45.14, making it the 11th gayest movie of
oh,
all
wow.
time.
All right.
Not as gay as Suspiria, but gayer than the kids are all right.
Wow. A movie with actual gay characters. Wow.
Wow. I think that's like the art, the craftsmanship, the production.
Yeah. More, yeah, there's definitely something more festive about this movie than The Kids Are All Right. That is undeniable.
Wow. Wow. Yeah. Wow, hey.
That's respectable.
That's not bad.
It's not bad at all.
It's not top 10, but it's not bottom 5.
There you go.
I wish it was a top 10.
Mm. Well, thank you so much for being here.
Wait, how many did you have right now?
That was, we have...
Like 11th out of how many?
25.
It's not good enough.
It's certainly, no, it's not. It's not. Movies need to do better. I think the big thing we're learning is that if you actually have a positive portrayal of homosexuality and not too many gay parts played by straight people, you're going to do pretty well.
Yeah, but I think it's going to be...
We haven't really had that yet.
It's going to be hard to have a movie that is not a contemporary movie hit those criteria.
Well, then bring in a contemporary movie.
Okay.
That's why the world needs to change. That's what we're talking about.
We need to destroy all of the old cinema.
Yeah, or they can't say they're the gayest movie of all time then.
Sure, fair enough.
That's what we're here for.
That is what we have come for.
We got a review to read.
We got a new review. Which one?
The top left one,
okay,
John.
Here we go. This is from... what is it? Hi,
Obio. Grandpa doesn't have his glasses.
I don't have my glasses on. It says, 9 to 5 rock my world, the most fun. Yay.
Well, that's a short, sweet.
You can
lead us an iTunes review.
The most fun, yes.
Olivia, is there anything you'd like to plug, promote, or shill at this time?
Just my podcast, Your First Time with Olivia Snow Norman.
Very fun podcast.
Both of these old queens have been guests.
Thank you.
Great time. Actually, Mark, I need to have you on again without Jenny.
Okay.
Well, and I need Jenny on, and I need Jenny on without you.
Fair enough.
Okay.
Fair right. enough.
But they're both on. It's a great time. You know, like and subscribe my podcast.
Please.
Sure, yeah.
If you want more of my opinions, like I like how the Grinch stole Christmas. You know, that's all. And or I'm at Olivia Snow Norman.
And aren't you selling something that would make a great Christmas gift?
Oh, I do pet portraits. I do watercolor pet portraits.
Wow.
And I also do I do ceramics. I'm not fully selling my ceramics
Fair
yet.
Enough.
I'm still trying
okay.
to get a bigger inventory because I need a lot of product for that, and also takes a lot of time to make stuff. But
maybe for Valentine's.
Maybe for Valentine's. But I will be opening up an Etsy shop for that soon. I just need some more inventory. But it's hard being creative.
It is hard, but you're great. I have one of your mugs, and it's one of my favorite mugs.
Oh, well, there's a review right there.
There you go.
There's an honest endorsement.
Great.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
That's about it for us.
Do you want to check it, follow us on things? Do we do that?
Oh, yeah. Twitter, Instagram, @twooldqueens.
Or you can email us at twooldqueens@gmail.com. Let us know if you have any hot takes, opinions. Do you agree, disagree?
Have you gotten a lot of emails?
Not a lot, but we've gotten a bunch.
No, we've gotten some. We're getting some action on Instagram.
I'm just wondering, like, somebody emailing you some nasty things?
No, we've never gotten. Heavens, no. But if you want to, go for it.
I mean, you know.
We don't have adult blockers on.
Like, wouldn't that have been fun if somebody just didn't do it? I don't know. Like, oh my gosh, I have two big crushes on both of you.
They must pick one.
The dirtiest thing that I've ever thought of.
I have two big crushes. That's disgusting. That's what I'm watching this grotesque movie has done to your brain. Well, that's about it for us then. Goodbye.
Oh my God.
Now it's time for credits. Produced by Alex Arche. Music by Danny Cohen. Art by Connie Shin. See you next Wednesday. Bye!
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline. Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's JUVEDERM.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com. That's JUVEDERM.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.